Music for living loud. 5FM.
Awesome.
5FM.
I listen to 5FM all the time.
Pumping your favorite hip-hop and R&B joints. 7 p.m. to 10 p.m.
We do this for the hip-hop nation.
It's going down on the stirrup.
Yo, Pierre, you want to come out here?
In New York, I'm in the rock. What? Hiding in my sock. What? Running from my art. What? And that's what that art. What? And I'm on the block. Hello? And I'm on the block. In New York, I'm in the rock. Hiding in my sock. What? Hiding in my sock. Sock. Selling every rock. What? In New York, I'm in the rock. What? Hiding in my sock. What? Lucis every rock.
Hot new one coming through from Playboi Carti. That one's called Magnolia, kicking off the party for us right here on the Strip. Welcome to the home of hip hop.
Yo, Pierre, you wanna come out here?
And that right there was a really hot tune, man. My name is Miss Cosmo, hanging out with you for the next 3 hours right here on 5FM. Welcome to the Stir Up. You can interact with me and have some fun with me throughout the show. The WhatsApp line, 0825505151. Of course, the phone lines, 0891100505. And hashtag the Stir Up. You can tag us on the Weekend of 5. I have a really awesome interview coming through on the show tonight. I know you're ready for it because I've been seeing the tweets flooding my timeline.
Shut, you don't go away, you don't go away, shut, you don't go away, you don't go away.
himself is in the studio.
Hey. Bum 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 yee yee bum boom. You don't know where yee yee boom 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 yee boom boom. It's lit, baby. We in the building. I'm back. Hey, yo, I just got back in the country. I got a different accent and everything. You know what I'm saying? Woo! I'm sorry. What's up, man?
Why do I have to deal with you? I don't understand why I actually booked
this. Because I'm on the show, baby. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I told you, get some Red Bull. You're going to need some Red Bull. You're going to need some, your what else? Play. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you're
going to
need some rock. I'm in the building. I'm sup.
What's Who's up? How are you? No, it works. As long as it works, that's what matters. Anyway,
I can't speak Swan on your show, right?
You can. The people listening are from all over the country. We're national, baby.
No, but you know,
we're
so national. That, but I mean, you know, 5FM is like very like commercial.
Yeah, but the people who listen to the Stir Up are also your people. So that's
why. Yeah, I know. I'm saying it just depends, like, you know.
Anyway, can I start the show?
Because I don't see like 5FM playing like Nyogo or anything like that. So
anyway, welcome Yo. To the Stir Up. Casper Nyovis is in studio with me. So like I said, you can tweet
She's
me.
She's playing
you can WhatsApp.
F1 on TV.
I'm not playing it. The TV's playing it, but that's...
Okay.
Yeah. Nonetheless, welcome back. You were in Zambia yesterday.
Yeah.
Big ups on everything, man. The album is finally out. Last time I saw you, I was at the listening session and you were getting all emotional. You looked like you needed a box of tissues, but you were trying to be a thug about it. I don't know. You were very emotional on that stage.
Yeah, I mean, the album is very emotional.
Did I catch you off guard or what?
Yeah, I was like, man, what you want? Yeah. The album is very emotional. So every time I listen to it, I go through the emotions.
Yes.
And I'm like, and it was the first time I shared it with the public.
Uh-huh.
Well, it wasn't really the public, it was my friends. But
yes.
Even my friends, I wasn't playing it for them as I was making it, you know, because I didn't want opinions.
Yes.
Really, I wanted to make the album and then share it with, like, you know, the team outside, the immediate team. So it was the first time I get to play those songs for everyone, and I went through all those emotions again. So it was a moment.
But it's very dope, man. I like the direction that you've kind of taken with the album. I mean, you were kind of explaining a lot of stuff at the listening session as well about how you were trying to find yourself. You were trying to obviously dig a little deeper, which we actually realized in the music. And there's a lot of dope features coming through on the album as well.
Yeah.
I mean, the likes of Juapele's on there, Tejo's on there, Nadia made the cut.
Yeah,
she almost didn't make it.
Last minute, last minute. She called me like 3 weeks, almost every day. Like, I better make that album. And I'm like,
but why were you going to leave her out?
The album wasn't made like that. Like, the album was purely how I felt.
Okay.
You know, I didn't plan the album before I made it. It was just like how I felt. And I respected the album so much that I wasn't going to just throw songs that don't make sense to the story. You know what I'm saying? I already had like a body of work that I was following, and Nadia didn't fit on any of the songs until, you know, one day I woke up. Well, one evening I was feeling very, 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 what would I say? Jiggy. And I felt like stunting. And, you know, the first line that came to my mind was, I got too much money for my age. And I was like, yo, okay, Nadia would, you know, Braga would fit the song.
Well, it's dope, man. I like the way that the album has kind of come together. And it's definitely a full album. And it's an enriching album. I think a lot of people are also kind of weren't expecting it to be so soulful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, I mean, if we look at the past, we look at Refilio, we look at Tulufelo. It was obviously just you as a young guy trying to get in. And then obviously you had then made it. So this is now the next level.
Yeah.
What do you think the next level for Casper is?
Right now, bro.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what's important to me. I think a lot of the times before now, I wasn't present for the moments. A lot of the times I was here, but I was thinking of the next, you know, 5 years. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like I haven't enjoyed some of, you know, what's happening right now. And right now, the most important thing for me is the album.
Yes.
Like, that's the next level, you know, that's... Just to get this album out there the best way I can, to roll it out for everyone, for as many people to hear this album around the world, not just in South Africa, you know. Like, I just got a message from MC Hammer right now, another one. Like, he just sent me like a private message, a long text.
Yes.
About how he felt about the album. I'll read it if you guys don't mind.
Yeah.
Later on. But I'm saying, like, when I was making this album, I was thinking, I want, you know, so many people to hear my story. But, like, for someone like... MC Hammer, like it's like a legend to yes. take time. He says he listened to it about like 3 times.
Whoa.
And he was sending me like a long message. And that makes me think, how many more people can I get, you know, this album to? And
yes.
that's what's important for me right now, just to get like as many people as possible in the world to hear this album.
That's so awesome. All right, talking about some of the features that you have on the album,
yeah.
I did mention that Khopel is on there, and I think this is possibly like the fan favorite on the album, Destiny. Yeah. So obviously she came through and she recorded the song for you. I personally want to kind of find out the story behind the song, but we're going to play it first, and we're still going to chat to Casper and Yovest here in the studio. Yeah. So like I said, send through those questions, 0825505151.
Yo, and yo, tell your friends to listen up on your WhatsApp groups. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Say, yo, say, I'm listening to 5FM. Go to everybody on your WhatsApp. Like, yo, we listening to 5FM right now. Casper's on there. And you know what I'm saying? Get everybody to listen.
So because you're here, they must listen. They mustn't listen generally.
Yeah, the king is here, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, Azang.
There should be a difference. Yo, the numbers got to change.
Okay, I'm turning off your mic.
When you're dancing with me,
me. I mean, most of it is true. I mean, I've hurt women, I'm kinda rude, but I ain't that broken. I got issues, but I've improved. Really had hope, my big heart was bulletproof. I was under the impression that people just engineer love. But lately, these are thoughts that I steer from. I lived a couple years without a teardrop. I don't wanna die for love like leave a steer comp, I keep it safe. But you make me wanna risk it all. And I get a little sad when you miss my calls. And that's childish, I never act like this at all. I can't be catching feelings when there's so much involved. Like how my will react if I wiped you. You think my fans won't accept you, so I hide you. Hate that I have to lie to people and say I like you, when I know that it's deeper than that. And this is my truth, I love what's inside you way more than your pretty face. I don't usually go on dinner dates, I prefer to stay at home, but you got me doing different things. And I'm really loving this exchange. I just need you to be patient, I'm getting done working on all my trust issues and my pride, cause you're worth it. I'm learning about commitment and turning down all the curses. I know buying you gifts don't make me a better person.
You are, you are.
You and I know half of it is true. Don't you try and act innocent like you ain't done some wicked, but I'm still here treating you like I'm your first, pretending that loving you can never hurt. Like I ain't bothered when you party with my enemies, but honestly I'm not as strong as I pretend to be. You know how be, we like acting all tough when we know that deep down it's affecting me. Looking for cute because I think I got shot with an arrow. Life is risky, so we choose to be safe and we settle, cause every secret that I tell you can turn into ammo. Loyalty is rare as an AK and Casper collabo. It's crazy cause we were done before I finished this. I knew I never should have trusted that you innocent, cause now you're out here leaving me for a businessman. How am I supposed to believe that you was genuine? I mean, does he open the door for you like I do? Do you think that he will risk it all for you like I do? Would he get on his knees and change your title? In simple terms, do you think that you would wife you? And maybe this is coming from my wrongs. I know I broke a lot of women's hearts before. I really thought that we would prove my niggas wrong, but they not, so we love and we learn. I used to think
you are, you are, will be the soul in the air.
beautiful song there by Casper Nyoves featuring Joa Bella on that. It's called Destiny. It's on his Tuto album. Go out there and get it.
Beautiful song.
Huh?
It's not a beautiful song. It's a very, very, very beautiful song.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to deal with this for the next hour.
Where's Peppa when you need him? Peppa would have hit it.
No, that's why Peppa doesn't have a mic. That's
yo,
why
Peppa,
he's
if
here.
Peppa was here, you were just going to hear, yeah.
What? Beautiful, beautiful song, man. Yeah. Okay, so Joa Bella is on that. And I think, obviously, that's as sick. South Africans, we all know the original of that song. And
yeah.
Personally, I can just speak for myself on this one. I really get a little edgy when people remake old classic songs.
Yeah.
Especially because majority of the time, they screw them up completely.
Yeah.
But with this song,
yeah,
it was recreated into a brand new song. Do you want a horn?
What?
Is that what you want?
Yeah. Yeah. You got it right, baby. Hey, I just want to say, yo, shout out to Brooklyn. Yo, you know what I'm saying? All my
in
homies
Pretoria.
Listening.
In
yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All my homies listening. United States of Mahohwe. I'll see you. All
right. Okay, cool. So,
I'm sorry, yeah.
Whose idea was it to recreate that
It was
song?
Mine, baby. Oh, I told him from the beginning, we going to shine. We going to shine, baby. All my homies is shining. You know, my mom made it. Yeah. Hey, yo, Ali, hold it down. You know what I'm saying? Okay, on a serious note, it was actually my idea.
What were you thinking when you came up with that?
Because I was thinking the exact same thing that I'm
really?
Hearing on the radio station, right? We were driving from Polokwane. It's the same trip where I came up with the Nyegeleni hook.
Yes. We're going to play that
driving,
just now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I was driving. So we came up with the Nyegeleni hook when I was driving to Polokwane. And on my way back, because I was thinking, I was in studio. I was supposed to be in studio with Joa Bella that evening.
Mm.
And I knew she wanted to do something South African.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, for me, this album, I wanted to move away from like my initial Kwaito sounding, you know, music and just make a more like soulful record. So I thought of the perfect way to blend all these, you know, feelings of, you know, a nostalgic South African feeling, but also, you know, the sounds that I worked with on the album and then the sampling aspect of it. And I thought, you know, so I played, I told Ali, yo, man, this is a song by Malaika, A Destiny, and I played him the song and he's just hearing like a big Afropop Kwaito tune.
Mm.
He didn't know the song, by the way.
Ah, Ali.
Yeah, so it was just like bing, 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 bing. So
yeah.
He was rocking in the car. You won. So Ali's looking at me like, bro, like we moved away from this. So,
yes.
So I'm trying to explain, no, like if we take this melody and we just make it like a trap soul sounding song, you know, make
yes.
it very slow, keep the tempo of the song,
yes.
but then, you know, chop it down with the drums. And then I went to the studio with Ali and then I played it for Anaiti. Then, believe it or not, Anaiti also didn't know the song.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Or was it the time when he was living in LA? I think it probably was. Wasn't it?
No. This is now. That song was...
No, I know, but I'm saying at the point when the song was hot. Okay.
No, well, that's when he was young. We were young. We were all young.
Yeah, okay.
I was like 13 when that song came out.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't know the song and he didn't relate at all. So
okay.
He's looking at me like I'm crazy.
Uh-huh.
Now, Joa Bella is from South Africa, but she's been living in America. So she also didn't know the song. So I'm the only one who knows the song in the studio.
Yes.
And I'm trying to explain to them, yo, this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. And they didn't understand. Then I said, okay, fine. Just do what I tell you.
Yes.
And then we'll figure it out. So, you know, I told Anaiti, you know, we need like trap soul drums like Bryson Tiller.
Yes.
Their vibe. And, you know, Anaiti is amazing with the sound selection as well. And then there was this dude called Surprise who put the pad on it. And then Joa Bella, you know, took the words, wrote the words on the phone. We got them from Google, actually. She wrote the words on the phone. As soon as she grabbed the mic, it was magic.
Really?
Everybody started looking at me like, and I was like, yeah, I told you. And then we hit it. And then she did the chorus. She did the bridge. And then me and Ali took the vocals and that session. And we sat on that song for almost like 6 months. Every time we were in my house, we'd go into the studio and we'd sit on that song and change things. Then he put those guitar riffs. It sounds like there's a guitar there, but it's
yes.
actually a keyboard that Ali played.
Okay.
And Ali sat on that song. Then I wrote it. And then, you know, the crazy thing about the lyrics on the song is that it's an actual true story. And the way I wrote it, I was writing this song as I'm going through this thing with this lady where...
Yeah, about to ask you questions because I am going to be out there and say there's been a lot of speculation as to who the song is about.
Yeah.
Obviously, during the listening session, you can't explain that, like, the first four songs were kind of the emotional time when you were going through some stuff and you were pinning that to paper. I think I Wasn't Ready For is kind of obvious as to who it's about. Maybe you can kind of explain that as well. But obviously, for Destiny, I think everybody's just like, do we know? Do we not?
I think the only person who knows... Is the actual person. Girl, yeah. Because what happened was, while I was making a song, we like had a fight when she was leaving me for somebody. So,
yes.
And she was like, you know, I can never make her my actual girlfriend in public and whatever. And this is when I was like...
Why were you denying her?
No, it was... It's when I was coming to realize that I actually dig this girl, you know what I'm saying? And then I played her the first verse. So that's why the first verse is like all like goody goody vibes. I'm falling for the song. I'm like, yo, there's a song I was actually working on and I'm talking about you. And I played the first verse and she started crying. She's like, yo, man, you messing up with my emotions. I was making a decision to leave you.
Yes.
Now you're playing the song. And then I was like, yo, man, okay, can I shag one more time? And she was like, nah. And she got angry. She got angry. And she won't let me hit one more time, you know. And then she we like broke up or whatever, called it quits. And then that's when I wrote the second verse, where I was really, really hurt. And
and it made for what we have now, the story that kind of puts it together.
Yes. And that's what put that song together. And then then she heard it on the album with everybody else.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that song kind of leaves me breathless. Also because outside of people kind of knowing you for the charismatic person that you are in the public, I think it also kind of showed people that you are a sensitive person at some point and you have feelings and so forth. So it was really nice to kind of see that side of you. You know what I mean?
And sometimes you kind of beg for one last round as well.
You're never going to get it. That's what I can tell you. All right. So on the same trip, you were also then playing while you were writing the hook for Nyegeleni.
Yeah.
Give us a little bit of an insight on that track. I know you had posted some pictures in the past, last year when you were out in, I think it was L.A.?
It was L.A. No, yes. New York.
It was New York. Yes. Yeah. That's when you had met up with Black Thought. So give us the people who don't know, the first time you actually met up with Black Thought.
Yeah, so we in New York, and then one of our friends hit us up like, yo, I spoke to Black Thought and he'd like to meet you guys. And I was like, whoa, that's crazy, because Black Thought and The Roots play for the Daily Show. I forgot the name of the other some Daily Show, like one of these Trevor Noah joints.
Yes,
one of the
I think it's
ones.
The Jimmy Kimmel one.
The Jimmy Kimmel.
Anyway,
Jimmy Kimmel. And I'm like, man, I saw Trevor the other day on this show. So, but anyway, so we invited to come watch the show, right? And we watched the show, and then I meet Questlove.
Dope. So,
as I'm talking to Questlove, I'm like, yo, man, I'm from South Africa. He's walking away while I'm talking to him.
He doesn't
like, yo. And then I was like, yo, and then I was inspired by Fade to Black because I was watching you. I just did 20,000 people in my country, and he stopped. He's like, what? I'm like, yeah.
So you threw the flex. He was like, yeah, come back.
I was like,
I'm trying to fetch you.
Like,
come
boom!
Back.
And then he stopped. And he was like, yeah, that's crazy. I was like, yeah, man, you guys don't know how much, you know, hip hop has inspired people across the world and whatever, whatever. So then I meet Black Thought after that, and we plan to go to studio later on that evening, I think. Yeah, it's later on that. No, the next day.
Yeah.
I think he was doing something. So the next day, he invited us to some premiere of some movie that he was involved in. And we'll go there. Then after that, we go to the studio. We recorded at Quad Studios. You should Google Quad Studios if you don't know Quad Studios. That's where Park got shot.
Yeah.
The first time by the elevator in the movie.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, the same studio. Same elevator, same studio. So,
so weren't you afraid you're going to get shot? I'm joking.
Nah, it's not like that
I'm
anymore.
I'm kidding.
I'm sure after the Park thing, you know, security and everything.
Yes.
So I'm out there looking at pictures. Wayne recorded so many platinum albums were recorded there. So I'm going through all these things, and we had like a sit down with Black Thought for like 2 hours when I was telling him. Same thing, like, you know, they're not aware of how much of an influence they've had in the world and how many people they've influenced.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, they probably think they have fans, but they don't know that they have actual great people like me, you know what I'm saying? Like, where I'm an idol where I'm from, but like I'm influenced by, you know, them. So tell these stories, whatever, we get into studio. He plays me the craziest records and asks me to jump on him. And I'm like, I don't think I'm ready for that. He even played me a record with Eminem. And I was like, man, you know, I don't think I'm ready for that life.
Yes.
You know, and I played him something from my side, which, you know, it had a little trap. And I thought he'd struggle. Man, in 20 minutes, that guy had two verses.
Because he's a legend. Why do you think he's part of the legendary Roots?
That's
crew?
When I realized that we think, a lot of us think that we are ready, you know, for the world and to compete in that circle. But, bro, we're far from it. These guys are machines.
Like, really?
They are machines.
All right, so we're going to take a bit of a break. We're going to get into Nyegeleni and then jump back into that story because I'm sure you want
to
hear.
So listen to my
more.
Verse after all the information I gave you. Yeah, that's
and then you're going to explain it for us, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, cool. So we're still here in studio. Hit me up, 0825505151. That's the WhatsApp line. And of course, you can hashtag on Twitter, The Stir Up, tag The Weekend of Five.
5FM.
5FM.
Feelings. I never need them, steady touching on my demons. I definitely, they told me I would never reach. Thank God I never listen. I never listen. Thank God I never listen.
Nigga, nigga, lady, that can keep up with me anyway. Nigga, nigga, lady, I'm very heavy in a heavy way. Steady smoking on the Mary J. Pop a little love and meditate. I can do it up for many days. Till it's time to do it, then they hesitate like. Big line from Joburg, ran the street till my toes hurt. And now I came with my entourage like I'm Vinny Chase and I know her. Mama cried tears when I left, I was 16 when I decided that I believe it'll come full circle. Now I can't believe I'm in Times Square, smack congested with cop cars. Same spot where they shot Pac. Broke as hell, but where I come from, I'm like a king there. I'm in the posh squad, I'm in the Bentley, I'm in the Aston. Tell my music there, I'm like Jackson. They know my weaknesses, they see my passion. They see my pain and they know it's not acting. And that's where they relate. That's why they relate. I made it to the top, getting better by the day. Better by the day, yeah. I be killing all these, making all these moves, flexing for a long time. Every year they say they gon' get me, but they always get me at the wrong time.
Away all of my feelings, I never need them. Steady stunting on my demons. I definitely, they told me I would never reach. Thank God I never listen. I never listen. Thank God I never listen.
I ain't answer mine, then I ain't present though. I need a therapy professional. But ain't no future far as I can see. Till I embrace the past and let it go. What I'm headed for, what's my medical condition? Tunnel vision through the periscope. I'm crumbling like the walls of Jericho. I'm out here waiting on a miracle. Circling the drain, hurting in pain. Sick of my shadow, I'm cursing my name. Knowing I'm the only person to blame. It worse than the strain, I'm worse than the same scatter. They say the window to my soul shattered. Now I'm feeling stoned as a gallbladder. My demon is me, they've been going after. I'm trapped in the net of the dog catcher. I'm headed to Africa, called Casper. See, this ain't the regular broadcasting. See, all I've been getting is more nasty. And then I pull up in the cold acid, huh? Oh, word. Who's getting money out in Joe Bird? Such a long time, we've been so swerved. Out here puffing on endo herb.
Telling they in trouble because the plan won't work. Every single night I would spend your worth. Custom giving and the words are spilling. And that's why I gotta hold the pen so firm. My mama used to work the day shift. And her employer was a racist. And now I'm looking at my pay slip. My life's a perfect Mother's Day gift. I went in Philly driving low riders. The waiting on me, man, is so silent. Cause your favorite rapper got a ghost. I meet anybody, then I'm a co-signer. I'm a road runner, I'm in profile. I kinda low life, I never co-pilot. On my toes, even when it's hostile. Man, you won't find another so nice. I mean, goddamn. Nigga, nigga, lady, that can keep up with me anyway. Nigga, nigga, lady, you very heavy in a heavy way. Steady smoking on the Mary J. Pop a little love and meditate. I've been doing that for many days. Till it's time to do it, then they hesitate. Like, goddamn.
There you have it, that's Nyegeleni by Casper Nyoves featuring Black Thought on that one. You're still here on 5FM.
You gotta
FM.
Say the legendary, you gotta the, say the legendary Black Thought.
The legendary Black Thought from
the
legendary.
You can just say Casper Nyoves, but now the legendary Black Thought from the legendary Roots crew. Yeah.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, so I also had a really dope experience meeting Black Thought. I was out in New York last year at the Roots picnic out in Philly.
Yeah.
And that's when I had met him and I was like, yo, man, I heard you met Casper. You guys have done some music. Gone to the studio. He was like, yo, he really like he's something else. And he gave you so much praise. It was so interesting for me to actually see somebody who was not in a space to actually be influenced by what you showed him.
Yeah.
And he was like bragging about you like, yo, tell that boy, you know what I mean? He must keep on pushing and keep on going. So that was really awesome for me to kind of see.
Dope.
So that was obviously after you had met him and gotten into studio. So explain the verse now.
So my verse, right? So I'm like, big line from Joburg. Like, a lot of people don't know, which is crazy, that Joburg is actually called the Concrete Jungle. Because when on the other song, on Bentley Cooper said the Tarzan of the Concrete Jungle, people didn't understand what I was talking about. So anyway, so I'm like, big line from Joburg, ran the streets till my toes hurt, and I came with my entourage like I'm Vinny Chase and I know Turtle. Like, so if you've watched Entourage, so Capo is like Turtle. When you look at the crew, there's always someone like that, you know what I'm saying? Then you have Johnny, you know what I'm saying, which is Spike. So you have
Spike, are you trying to jump on the mic or what? Because Johnny's always trying to act.
Yeah, you see him right there.
Yo, Spike, drama in the building.
So that's why I say I reference Entourage, because I see a lot of, like, most of those characters are like in my crew. And then I said, mama cried tears when I left the house. I was 16 when I decided that I believe it'll come full circle. Now I can't believe I'm in Times Square, you know what I'm saying? So circle, square, playing with shapes. So in Times Square, that's where Quad Studios is.
Yes.
It's actually in Times Square. So can't believe I'm in Times Square. What did I say after that? Can't believe I'm in Times Square. It's mad congested with cop cars. Of course, you've been to Times Square.
Yes.
Bruh, every six steps. It's insane. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is, you know, how could it be so many cops at Times Square, and then when Tupac was shot, nobody knew who did it?
That's so true. I never thought about that.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying on the verse.
Okay.
So I'm saying it's mad congested with cop cars, but it's the same spot where they shot Pac. Then I say, because I'm in America, and because the Rand was doing so bad, it still is. So I'm saying, broke as hell, but where I come from, I'm like a king there. I'm in a Porsche squad. I'm in a Bentley or an Aston. That's really true. You know what I'm saying? Major League was in Aston.
Yes.
So I'm in a Bentley or an Aston. Then I'm a music there. I'm like Jackson, the greatest to ever do it. I'm like Jackson. They know my weaknesses. They see my passion.
Mm-hmm.
They know it's real and they know it's not acting. They know that everything that I do is from the heart, and I know it's true, the stats. And that's why they relate. I made it to the top, getting better by the day.
Yes.
And every year they say they're going to get me, but they always get me at the wrong times. Because, you know what I'm saying? So they'll never, ever, ever, ever get it right. And then my favorite line on the song is when I say, my mama used to, not the line, but my mama used to work the day shift.
Yes.
And her employer was a racist. Now I'm looking at the pay slip, and my life's a perfect Mother's Day gift.
Nice.
Yeah, that's
beautiful. That's Shout so out. Awesome. So his reaction when you played it for him for the first time?
Who? Black Thought?
Black Thought's reaction.
Because he didn't know the hook. So he heard the hook with everybody.
Yes.
And he sent me, I saw the message. He said, yo, man, the record is sounding crazy. Because he didn't hear the other verse when I came back as well. Then he said, yo, it's an anthem. He said, you know, we got a lot of anthems on the album. He loved it.
That's good.
Yeah.
You see, so at least, there's something there. You clearly have some sort of a relationship, especially with a lot of the legendary artists that are out in the US. Because you've got the likes of Black Thought, who's obviously showing you some love. Talib Kweli showed you some love. DJ Drama, he might not be as old as the other guys, but he's a legendary DJ.
He also sent me a shout out congratulating me on the album.
So, And of course, now you've got MC Hammer also showing you some love.
Yeah, I don't know where that comes from, because I've never met him.
So read us the message. You've promised the people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'll read. Yeah, that's what... I actually just
Where did
read
he get your number?
He sent it on Twitter. Oh, he just sent me his phone number now, though. Crazy.
That's
anyway,
so
he says, insane. So I was saying, yo, thank you for, you know, the shout out. And he's like, yo, it's my pleasure, brother. I listened to the whole album at least 3 times already. You did great expressing all aspects of human being, or being a human, a man. You gave us the streets narrative we all come from.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the faith we all aspire to stand upon in good terms. In good times and bad, you had fun on your street records and reminded them you ain't to be played with.
Yes.
You let them know that it was you who always tried to help them, and it seemed now they lack appreciation for what you did, which is crazy. These are the things that I said on the album. You saluted God, the Father, and your Father, the beats, the melodies, harmonies, flows, and you constructed a solid throughout the entire album, and your guest choice is great as well. I dig it, it's beautiful. He called it a flawed picture of life that you painted. Stay focused, keep doing what you're doing.
That's so dope, man.
And then he give me his email and whatever.
Didn't you get goosebumps when you got that message?
It's crazy because the message has been there for a few days.
Yes.
So
because it goes down in your DM, so you just didn't see it. Was it like you had kind of got filtered amongst everything else that's happening in your DMs or what?
And girls, I mean, you should see my DM right now. It's crazy.
I'm not trying.
You're the only girl who's not there.
I'm not trying in your DMs,
okay? Cosmo, I've been checking you out. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, like, I'm reading it and I'm thinking, man, this is such a descriptive, you know, like, message. Like,
it just shows that he listened to the album.
He actually listened. Like, everything he said on the album
is,
you know, the majority of what I see on the album. It's like the part where he says, you know, you let them know that you tried to help them and they're not appreciative. And I'm like, I said it so many times when I said, who put homies on? You know, I almost said the N-word. Who put homies on? How far would you homies have gone if I wasn't involved?
Yeah.
Like, I say so many of those things, you know. I'm producing idols. I'm a pro. You know, I said so, and so I'm like, yo, this guy actually listened to the album. He didn't go with the hype. Which is dope.
That's so dope. And he mentioned something about you putting out even your street records to kind of still rep the streets. A little bit earlier when I was speaking to you before you came into the studio, you said to me that you're gonna go and perform out in Pretoria in Taliban, and I was like, how? When last? And you're like, no, I'm still there with the people. I'm still there for the streets.
I'm still in the streets.
You've also got a really street song on the album called Nyuku. I'm gonna play that for you in a moment, and I'm also gonna kind of chat about that song and a few other moves that you've been making for Tuto. Here he is, Casper Nyovest with Nyugo.
Improvement. I brought you out again. Me chay. I could poo say you growing, but ain't nobody with my movement. Get hands up and I got it. You weekend, they get my cool fit. Fresh Prince of Math Town. Don't know, bro. I mean, the game is full of fakes, bro. I'm the only real one. You represent the guys here that you clean like in my. I came here with an Uber and I get clean like I'm. Woo! Cutest in the city. Hottest on the continent. Hearts like Jordan. My swagger like Allen Iverson. These beats beg me for life when I get onto them. I wouldn't say I'm arrogant, but I don't need your compliments. They tell me that I floss too much and get more tool to hear. These women show me love, there's nothing that is unusual. But I give out the flop, instead of leave out my verse. I'm moving to the city, kapakete ya di kondomo. Kisaba hoja sonoro, next thing we'll hoja tololo. Ish, kana rikila mutuazi release res. Mumura ko havene, chomi diri rinel. Nebarela, hamuna kana juazi selek. Dobona di pusha, bada di selek. Blaka, blaka, blaka. What's up? Excuse the smell, I'm just scared of us. If ever in now, I don't tell her when I get so what I rechinda. The test of a lava para mini scared like a winter. We bet together like babes on two money one pizza. I blew up, I never screwed up. They paint me out to be a nutcase, but that's how they do us. Unless you was clean as Lloyd Gulley or Coggy Lucas. New age Zola ain't a fault that the people choose us. I'm Spooda, Kebeke Bula, Kitakanzuka, Kidula, Kitela Tupa, Eba Tatsangali Fufa. I knew what, said piss your favorite cause I'm sick of Lupus. Where there's 2 bucks, and now I'm more important on the moolah. Winning too much winning for you. Losers, hey Buddha, I'll cut the ball on a robot or tuna. Thought you'd fool us, can't act the hustle, do what you gotta do. But the old nigga that did it better was Trevor Noah. Blacker, blacker, blacker. What's up, man? I'll be like blacker, blacker, blacker. But the sack, man, the sick guy's up. He got new. I'll be blacker, blacker, blacker. What's up, man? I'll be like blacker, blacker, blacker. But the sack, the fuck is that? He got new. I'm going to go to the hospital.
kao fela luna Ema kao rema waka Bela mao tele yuwa Bene kan tele tupa Kene bo kena kula Gitare kene kula Ene ka fene kula He uta fera munaiz To me it's my life, it's not a rap song They say I look happy, I never knew that I'm that strong They really gave it a solid effort, I take my hat off But I might have to kill you if you don't back off The industry completely disregarding what consumers felt Man, I can't believe I'm still having to prove myself Two platinum albums, two Bentleys, I'm two nice, I shows are two Blacker, What's up, my Blacker Matla Saka, Sika is Saka
I actually thought there was a part of you who's now become the superstar who's forgotten who that hood guy
no,
is.
No, you can't do that.
Huh?
You can't. I have to remain myself, my
really?
Brother.
Really? You came in here speaking with an American accent, and then when you want to, you go back into the hood.
I'm
What's
an
that
actor,
about?
Bro. I act.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I act. Should we be looking out for like a performance somewhere?
No. Let me tell you, and that's what was amazing about this album. I took every song as a role. So like when I was doing Nyungu, I was like, yo, I have to be really, really hood. So I had to tap into like my old Casper in your vest, you know what I'm saying? And those songs actually, like Nyungu, Tsibi, I do them as jokes.
Yes.
Like, yeah, like they're actually to make my manager laugh.
Because
Cooley loves, not Cooley, Tilly loves that rap.
Yes.
So he's always like, yo, man, I wish you, and I'm like, Tilly, really? Do you want to hear that?
But then you put it on the album.
Yeah, because people like them. But for me, it's actually jokes. Like, those lines are just to make people laugh.
But it's fine because you can't be serious all the time. Not every single song has to be, like, thought process. Okay, I need to break down this, that, and the next thing. You can have some
songs are like comedy. Like, that song is like, it's like a comedy.
So, don't you miss performing in the hood? Like, maybe in, like, a tavern, in, like, a grungy place?
Yeah, tell you about it.
Where you're stuck in a... Yeah, but when last were you there?
Yeah, so for this album, I even said it on, when we're doing the listening sessions, that we even took, you know, my price down. You know what I'm saying?
Because you want to go back into, like, performing in a corner.
Tavern. Yeah.
Back and to the people.
One time we performed Mumu Kukung, like a shack.
Yes.
And I was standing on top of a crate. And Major League, I told Major League the story last week, and they're looking at me like, man, this guy's lying. But it's cool. and that's where we come from. So we want to do that one more time. And that's how Tolo Fellow sold so many copies, because we went to the people. And that's what we're doing with this album.
I remember that was kind of the movement that you guys were kind of pushing. Like, we're going to the people, screw the company, screw whatever's going to be happening. We're going to make sure that we actually bring the songs to the people.
Yeah.
Are you going to be doing the same thing now for this album?
Definitely.
Uh-huh.
It's the only way.
So you're opening up your boots?
Yeah,
albums
mean,
out
I'm not
going to
do it like that anymore, like traveling with albums and selling them, because it's a whole lot of work. But in terms of going to the people, the venues that we're picking to go and perform, definitely we're going back to the hood. And it's I remember this one. Ali, do you remember the Eastern Cape show? It was like a... Like it was like a pub, and then you go into some place, it was a dark place, bro. And the sound, like, you literally had to put your keyboard on. Do you remember that show? it was so packed. I think it was Mtata. Is it Mtata? Yeah, it wasn't yo, like Mtata, bro. Like the dingiest of dingy places. Bro,
places where you feel like you might just get like,
bro, you have
get
to take
roughed
a watch
up.
Off, you know what I'm saying? But the energy, and the kids knew every
single word.
Song.
Yes, that's a nice thing that the smaller towns kind of give you that feeling, because sometimes you perform here in the hood, I mean in the north, and people look
so
at you
the
like,
north is your
okay,
hood.
No, relax.
That's what you said. She said here in the hood. She pointed at Taboo. Yeah, here in the hood.
When you perform out there, all right, and people just literally look
Where
at you,
you
like.
Where did you grow up? You grew up in Bryson.
I'm
right?
interviewing you. I hope you know that. Nonetheless, let me finish my question. So you're performing out there, and people don't really give you that response that you get when you're out there in Umtata and in those
places. That's because everybody in Sandton think they're superstars. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can buy the same weave. Uh-huh. They probably drive the same cars as other rappers, not me. But then they feel like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like everybody feels like they're superstars. That's the problem with Joburg. Everybody's here to become a star or they're an actress.
Yes.
Or they see you every week. So they feel like, nah, this guy cut. But when you go outside of Joburg, actually, you don't even go outside of Joburg. When you go into the hoods in Joburg, like Soweto, or these small clubs, like I was at Blue Room last week.
Yes.
No, this weekend, Friday. And it was a smash. These kids were like standing on top of each other, you know. Now I'm going to Taliban. Those people always, always, always show love because they don't see us as much. And the music means a lot to them. They're inspired by it. But like people inside like the suburbs in Joburg are just way too cool for school, man.
Yeah. Yeah,
like I remember when I, you know, used to try and mac on you when you never like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so moving on, we've actually got the local top five coming up in a bit. We've
you
got
actually
our number
called
one.
Me a plus jabby, do you
I
remember?
I remember that story very well, and we're going to talk about it in a moment. But we do have to get to our number one track of the local
Look
top five.
Look at me now, baby, I'm shining, baby.
And I still
you
don't
see
want
this
you.
Watch though.
I'm in your favorite hip hop and R&B joints, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. 5FM.
5FM. Dream Team on 5FM with Sosha. We're going to get into the local top five in a bit. Still hanging out with Casper Nyoves in studio. Get those questions in. Send them through 0825505151. You can also call us 089-11-00505 if you've got the nyoko. All right, so Cass.
Yeah.
The last time I had you in studio.
Yeah.
I think was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I had you, I think it was consecutively, it was a year after the other. Yeah. So the first time you came through was when you cleaned out at the SA Hip Hop Awards. I remember that. Ay, wena man. Please don't do that.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Tilly sent me this thing.
I understand that, but I'm actually going to chase you out if you do that again.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Anyway. So,
no more.
No.
Oh, no more. No.
Anyway, so the last time I had you in the studio, are you waiting? I turned off his mic, so now you can't chat while I'm busy. I had you in studio. You had just cleaned out at the SA Hip Hop Awards. That was the first time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then the second time I had
we're
you
in
here,
studio. Yeah.
We were in that other studio, and you had just cleaned out at the China O Awards.
Yeah.
And ever since, you've also just been like grabbing award after award after award. This year, we also find that you kind of didn't submit, obviously, for the Summers. There's a lot of speculation.
I don't mess with the Summers.
There's a lot of speculation going through about award season recently.
Yeah.
Obviously, musicians are feeling some type of way. Yeah. Artists are feeling some type of way. The people are feeling some type of way. How do you feel about what's actually being said about corporates involving themselves in
I think the Summers are whack. First of all, just the Summers period are trash.
Wow,
you
okay.
Yeah, the Summers is trash, man. You know, it's trash. It's like, I don't understand, like, the process.
Explain why. Explain why.
First of all, no one understands what's going on. Like, the process of winning. Like, no one understands. And this is the question, like, my first year, my most deserving year, I was coming out of winning at the Metro's 5 awards. And,
yes.
And then the next, like, in 2 weeks, it was the Summers or something.
Yes.
And I took Best Newcomer. And I'm like, I don't understand. Like, okay. And then Doc Shebeleza wasn't nominated for Song of the Year because apparently it was the, I don't know, they changed the rules and then my song didn't make it. So I've been asking questions since that day, like, okay, can you just explain to us what's the criteria? So next year, when the Summers come, we know, okay, this is what we follow. Oh, I wasn't nominated because of this. You understand, you know? It's clear. Hey, they just mised me. And I was like, you know, I don't want to be one of the people who submit every year and then complain.
Yes.
You understand? I think that's pretty whack. If you're going to submit for the Summers every year and then complain when you don't win or complain, it doesn't make sense. We'd rather just stay out of it. So me, I'm a fan of music. So I'll watch the Summers as a fan. I'll comment on what the things that I agree on and whatever. And just the Summers is just pretty trash. You know what I'm saying? So, but the thing is, them giving Questa the awards last night was pretty, pretty dope because the public really, really wanted that to happen.
Yes.
So like they you know, they revived some hope for them. That's the best thing they could have ever done for themselves.
Yes.
Because if Questa didn't take those awards, we were going to be, you know, in Sun City wanting to talk. So you just say, the CEO of the Summers, we just want to talk. Promise me and these 100,000 people with
just want to have a quick chat.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just think the Summers are trash. But anyway, okay. In terms of the other awards,
My question revives what from the corporates being involved, because that's kind of where...
No, but that's the sponsors.
Okay, continue.
So we can't do anything about that. You can't say, I shouldn't sponsor the show because I'm
a corporate. No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying with regards to people insinuating that awards are being bought by corporate companies.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, so obviously you're coming from an independent label.
Oh, they're buying, man. They're buying these awards. One no more.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You're
into a petayo. Yeah, no more. Man, everybody knows, bro. I'm not gonna talk about like the public knows. I'm just glad that I'm not the only one. I've been rapping about people buying awards since Skellum.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I said they even got awards in the payroll. Like, I've been rapping, and at that time, I seemed like I was crazy because I was the only one saying it, even though the industry was talking about it. I remember when we went to the Summers and we knew who won before we walked in there.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what hurt me. Like, yo, they told us it happened. Then we went to the Metros, and then they told us, like, yo, this one's going to win this. This one's going to... And it happened. And
that's insane.
And then we were like, man, like, could it be a rumor? You know what I'm saying? Is it true? Because I don't have the facts. And then, you know, I'm just glad that everybody's talking about it and not me. Like, I don't want to be involved in who's buying awards. And I want to take out my music.
Yes.
I don't want to comment on any other artists. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
So like, go out there and get the album.
Go ahead and get my album. My album is out. My album is platinum. You know what I'm saying? My album is doing well. MZM is talking about my album. My album has Black Thought. My album has Khwapili. My album is loved by my fans. My fans love my album. I'm happy. My album was written by me. I don't have ghostwriters on my album. I produced my album.
Wow. And
with
then...
my producer, Ali, my friend.
Yes. And then we also have brand new music coming through on the local top five. Hopefully, you might actually just enjoy this music as well. Local top five, I've got a brand new one coming through at number five.
The local hip hop top five. Guess who's back? With Miss Cosmo.
Live loud. 5 FM.
To the power of five.
Right here, but we're still hanging out with Casper Nyoves, trying to wrap things up. Everything too dog. Get your questions in. Make sure you call us as well. 089-110-0505. I'm getting all of your texts on WhatsApp, but I'm getting a lot of love and he's feeling the love, but I need the questions as well. We need to get, you know, deep in with this guy. All right, so I've got Lokshin here on the line. Lokshin, say what's up to the homie.
Yo, Casper, what's good, my man?
Kim not impinchu, eh?
Okay,
Kim kebelele.
Please, be careful. Be careful with your Zulu. We know how that goes.
No, this one is the lingo. That's how we speak. Sure, my brother, what are you?
Oh, my man, hey, I'm not saying nothing, but man, I just want to say, man, hey, I want to buy the album. I don't have the album yet, but I'm going to buy it.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man. Thank you for being an honest fan. A lot of people would have lied and said, I bought the album, and they knew they haven't, yeah. You know? Then I said, trick two, get number mang, then they hang up. So,
then it's ox.
So, thank you so much, bro, for supporting. Once you get the money, it's cool. It's never too late to support. You know, if it's 2 weeks, 1 month, 2 months, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Just when you get the racks, I mean, just, you know, buy, and I hope that you love the album, and you get a lot of inspiration from it. I appreciate it, bro.
Yeah, no, man. I just want to ask one question. When are you going to do a fill-up for Moses Mabhida? Are you going to do it?
Yeah. I'm working on it. We're doing Moses Mabhida. I don't know when. You know, I'm trying to do it this year, but also I don't want to disturb FNB, you know, but we're definitely going to do it because the Durban people are always angry at me saying, oh, why do you always go to Chinese bed? We also love you here in Durban. You're so kind. So... I have to do it. And I know the support is also crazy. Like Durban, if I released a date right now and say I'm doing Moses Mabhida in 2 weeks, we'll smash it. Because like the support in Durban is crazy. And you guys love music so much. So I definitely have to come to Durban. So very soon. Actually, you actually reminded me that I have to call some guy that I'm working on it with. So so thank you for that question.
Thank you so much for that,
Lokshin. I want to be a part of it. That's cool, man.
Shout out, my brother.
Shout out, Lokshin. All right, we've got another
call. Lokshin is actually a legend in my hood. There's a guy called Lokshin.
This guy, he seems to be a legend.
Hello?
He calls every week. Hey, what's up? You're on five?
Miss Cosmo.
Hey, what's up? Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
I'm speaking to Jeffrey in Limpopo.
Yes, Limpopo. What's good? What do you want to say to Casper?
I like to say Casper is rocking. We love music of Casper and love it and we support it.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, man.
All right, cool. Yeah, thank
you. Sure.
Thank you. We're going to be out in Polokwane with the... with Bryson Tiller and...
Nice. Hey, we actually need to touch on that in a moment.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, you're on five?
Hello, how are you?
Fine, and you?
Yeah, I would like to ask Casper, what inspired the song Superman?
My father,
beautiful
man.
Beautiful song as well.
You know, my father was a teacher all his life, and I think that's... like, teachers are the most... underrated, is that the word to use?
Yes.
Underrated, rated.
I think so.
Underappreciated. Yeah,
yes,
underappreciated people. Unappreciated people in the world because they like, every great person in the world goes through a teacher.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like we don't appreciate them as much. In fact, we make fun of them, you know, like... once we make it and you're like, yo man, I wonder where my principal is, I want to show him that I drive a range and whatever, and we forget that those people are actually just there to teach us and give us tools in life. So my father being a teacher, I wanted him to know that I appreciate him, and I wanted all the good fathers in the world to know that they appreciate it, you know, in a time where, you know, men are actually trash, because I agree, like in a time where, you know, every single day we read about a man, you know, killing their girlfriend or
yes,
raping a child or whatever, you know, they're actually good men out there, and I wanted, you know, my dad to know that I appreciated him for, you know, the man he was or the man he is still today and what he's taught me, because it is through him that I know that it's actually wrong to beat a woman.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying, all the things that he taught me, so that's what inspired the song.
That's so awesome. And you said that you used your dad's
favorite
artist.
Yeah, Tepetula is my dad's favorite artist, him and a lot of guys, but I remember listening to Tepetula a lot, and you know, I played him the song, and he called me the next day saying, you know, he actually cried on his own, and he appreciated it.
Look at you, and Father's Day is on its way, so that's a very, very awesome Father's Day gift that you've now given for your father.
Well done.
All right, we're
gonna
take one
fathers,
more call.
All the fathers, and all the guys who have kids out there, or they run away when women tell them that they're pregnant. Mm. Y'all are trash, man.
All right, we're going to take one more call here on 5. Hey, what's up?
Yeah, Ms. Cosmo.
Fine, and you? Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Speaking to Tiga from Secunda.
From Secunda. What's up, MP? All right, so what do you have to say for, what do you have to ask, Casper?
No, I just want to congratulate you, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Do you have the album?
Yeah, Casper got an EP, man. So how can I give you?
Pardon?
Huh?
How can I give you? Got an EP, man.
You got an EP? Yo, put it on the net, bro. Put it on all these sites so that we can check it out. Not only me, but the whole world. You know what I'm saying? The internet is the best place to put your music because you'll never
know.
I have an MC Hammer bump in my album just because of the internet. I never met him. I know nobody who knows him. So, you know, just put it on the internet, bro. Don't give it to me. I can't do, you know, there's nothing that I can do that the world can do better for you, bro, as an artist.
Yes. Yeah. I understand you. Yeah,
and you didn't answer my question. Did you buy my album?
Don't put him under pressure.
Shout out, man. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much for your call. Man. So, geez, Casper, you can see the love. Like, the lines are busy flashing here. I'm busy trying to concentrate and get to the next one.
Every time I come to your show, you need 2 hours. Cause like,
no, it's because you don't know how to contain yourself.
No, it's because I like to describe things, you know. I'm very descriptive. I'm a writer, you know. I've got so many words I'd like to use. I like people who got ghost writers, you know.
Okay. 5FM.
5FM.
Still with Casper trying to wrap up the conversation, but this dude doesn't want to leave.
I'm here, baby.
Like, every time I tell him, okay, it's time for you to go, he's like, no.
Yo, the thing about me is once you give me a chance... I ain't leaving. I'm saving his headphone. It's showing me flames right now. But, you know, I won't. I ain't leaving if you give me a chance. You
That's
know what I'm
the
saying?
Problem.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So
I never give up, baby. Woo! Yeah, yo, shout out to my Math Town goons. Okay, let me
chill. Please. Before I switch off your mic. Okay, we've got a question here from Tamsanga. Tamsanga, how are you?
Yeah.
So, what do you have to ask Casper? Tamsanga.
Hey, Linja, Casper.
Show me, bro.
How's it, Muna?
I'm at the top.
Net worth.
That is a very good question.
Net worth. Google it.
Dog, there's nothing I love like the hood. Like, I can see some guy coming up with that story. Like, who paid you that money? Google the net worth.
Yeah,
I'm saying. I saw a site that.
You're always rapping about money. Answer the question.
Yeah, so I'm saying Google. There's a site that actually has a right estimate of my. But it's not a South African. It's not a South African site. There's a site that has like celebrity net worths, like American guys and whatever. And my name is also there. And
it was accurate. Hala,
yeah, it was almost accurate.
Okay, well, we're going to check it out. I've got Pinda on the line. Hey, girl.
It was close.
Hi, how are you?
Was it below or above?
It was close.
Anyway, we'll find out. Pinda's on the line. Hey, girl, what do you have to say to Casper?
Hi, Casper. First of all, I'm Pinda. I'm from the East Rand. The question
East
I wanted
Rand.
To ask
East
is,
Rand in
do
the
you realize... Hello?
I'm sorry.
That's what I'm dealing with the whole night.
Okay, do you realize how much of an inspiration you've been to a South African child? How much you've made it so real that it's possible that we can all live our dreams? I mean, I've been tweeting to you a few weeks ago, and I'm sitting there listening to Tuto, and I'm thinking, wow, this is big. This is so real. This is the realest thing I've heard in a long time, and I think... To me, it's just awakened so many things. I feel like anything is possible because at first I thought all the dreams I had are too big. But now I think, no, if Casper could do it, then I can do it too. But when you're sitting on your own and you're thinking about it and you're thinking about the impact that you have on the youth, do you realize just how big this is, how big you are, and how greatly God has used you in our lives? Yeah. And how do you feel about it? I just want to know the feeling, the thoughts that go through your head, your heart, your feelings, everything when you think about that.
You know, I think, thank you, like, great question. I'm very, very aware of my influence, and that's why I try my best not to teach, you know, people. Like, I try my best to be as clean as I can. I try and be, you know, as humble as I can. I try and be as positive as I can so I can teach people, you know, all these positive things and inspire people. Like, for one, I don't do drugs at all. Like, I don't even smoke weed. Like, and,
yay!
You know what I'm saying? And those are the things that I try and teach the youth. So I'm very, very aware of my influence. But in terms of, like, you know, making all these inspirational songs and motivating people... The truth of the matter is, most of the times I'm motivating myself, like, because I feel the same way. Like, you know, sometimes I feel demotivated. Sometimes I'm down. You know, sometimes, you know, someone will just say, you know, the most horrible thing to me, and I'm like, man, I try so much to be such a great human being towards people. Why do people do this to me? I go through so many things. You know, the other day, like, I found out, like, one of the people who was, like, very close to me is basically trying to take me down. Like, they did, like, one of the most evil things ever. And I was feeling so down, you know. But, you know, I had to pray. And you know, and then I tweeted, you know, don't tell God how big your problems are. Tell your problems how big your God is. And most times people, like, they're like, yeah, you know, you get us up. And most times I'm actually talking to myself. So, like, that's what's going through my mind. Like, when I, you know, make music, it's all, like, very personal. I'm always trying to express myself. And instead of putting it on Twitter and stuff, with this album, I decided just to put everything that I had on my mind on the album. And it had such a very positive impact and response. So I think from now on, that's what I'm going to carry on doing. Every time I feel something, I'd rather just put it in the music and just have it live there.
Thank you so much. Last thing. Can I say the last thing? Thank you so much for being a healer to our souls. I think Tuto has healed me in so many ways, and I'm grateful. Forever grateful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Shout out to God. Shout out to God for using me in a positive way.
Thank you so much for your call, Pinda. Yeah. And I think it's really awesome.
She's gonna cut me off.
Yes, I am. So I think it's really awesome for you to kind of think that way. You've kind of grown from the person that you were when you had first dropped
the likes of Wahala,
the likes of your verse on WHP song
Wantibamto.
Yes. From that person to who you are today.
Yeah.
It's less complaints. Siyabonga.
I was even on the khata.
This is our number one track of the local top five for this week. AB Crazy. Big up and show some love to the homie.
Number one.
Gonna wrap things up with Casper Nyovas here in the studio before we make our way onto the rap factor. And of course, the beatbox mix is coming through with the guest DJ for tonight as well. All right, so Cas, before I let you go eventually, you've been here for way too long.
Is my mic on? I thought you were going to say before I let you hit, but it's cool.
That's never going to happen.
I don't understand why you still think there's hope.
How many times have I said no?
Tsulufan. The album, you know? Yeah.
Anyway. All right, so the album is out. It's doing really well. It's hit platinum.
If you haven't bought the album, please go buy it.
Okay, so it's hit help. It's hit platinum.
You're so thirsty. You know?
Relax. Yeah. Is that physical copies or is that digital as well?
Yeah, we'll probably go platinum with physical only, maybe like in 2 days, the way things are moving. But like we platinum when you count everything, digital and physical.
That's so awesome,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So we had spoken to Lokshin a little bit
earlier.
So people,
please go buy the physical copy, even if you bought like on your phone. Please go to the shop, Music Moods, Musica, whatever, and buy the hard copy.
Okay, cool. And if you see him at a show, he might just have a couple as well in his boots, you know, just in case.
You mean in my Burberry bag?
Anyway,
this Burberry bag, baby. I bought it out in London, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Anyway, yeah, you can ask your question. I'm just going to leave my Burberry bag here. Yeah.
Okay, so we spoke to Lokshin a little bit earlier. He spoke about Moses Mabhida. Obviously, you're planning F&B happening later on in the year. Yeah. We've owned Burberry before, just in case you know. This because it's your first purchase.
Yeah, this one you're is my new to first. This one. So I made it, baby.
He's busy holding his bag. Like.
Yeah, I'm showing it to your camera so they see it's Burberry. You see the door.
Anyway,
I bought it at Selfridges. Have you heard of Selfridges?
Yes, I have. Please, can you?
I'm lying. I actually bought this at Harrods. You know when Anati says I'm treating Harrods like a spaza. You don't. Anyway, what's your question?
I've been there before. Anyway, so. F&B is happening this year.
Yeah.
What's going to be different for F&B compared to the previous years?
It's just better, not different.
How? You can't just say that.
It's better. I mean, we've grown up. You know, we've learned lessons. Like the Dome was a great lesson for Orlando Stadium. And if you were at both, I'm sure you saw the growth. You know what I'm saying? We were more prepared. The show is better. And F&B, I think the most beautiful thing about it is that I finally got the music to be, you know, on par with the hype. It's the first time I drop an album that everybody loves. Like, usually people be like, yeah, man, I like 6 songs, or I like 2, or I don't like the album. It's just that he's big. That's why he's selling. This is the first time I drop an album where everybody's like, okay, yeah, let's not lie. Like, and this is the one. So, like, the energy, like, people will be looking forward to see the whole show because of this album.
Yes.
So, yeah.
That's so true. And did you also notice the switch up from when you had dropped Ditomboweni and then you dropped the video and then you dropped the album?
Yeah.
And then it
that's what happens when you don't listen to the chats and you just carry on working. Like, because for me, so many people had so many things to say, and I could have tweeted, I could have replied when, you know, Mr. Gimmicky was saying whatever on Twitter, or I could have replied when
Mr. Monk? No, I wasn't clear. I didn't hear you. Sorry.
No.
Mr. Monk?
No. When what's his new guy's name? There's a new rapper, man. What's his name? He was nominated now. He's a brand new rapper.
Okay.
Stogie T. What's his name? You know, I could have replied when everybody was wilding out. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, it's brand new. He just came out. Like, I think he came like last year. Okay. So I was like, no. What I want to do is let me work on my album, because I didn't sell my album with, you know, trash talking anybody.
Yes.
My album was, let me put out my album. I put out this single, everybody whatever. I put out a hot video.
Mm.
People started playing the song, and then I put out a hot album, and that's what I'm going to do from now on. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no more complaining.
I'm not going to complain. If anything, I'm going to joke. You know what I'm saying? If you've got something to say about me and you try and diss me, I'll probably just like joke about it, because I don't take anyone serious who have anything bad to say about me. Just joke about it. And the album came out, and trust me, I was so nervous because it's different from my projects, like all of my projects. And it shocked me, man. I didn't know it would go so well. I knew it would go well because of just the quality of the music. But honestly, like the love has been amazing, especially from the artist. Like every single, you know, artist that I respect has tweeted about the album, like from like your rapper's rapper, like Ginger Trill, P.O, Blacklist.
Because they're musicians as well. So you know they understand the
all the way to like Zano.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, who's a singer? Kabo moves, like soulful.
Yeah.
All the way. It's, you know what I'm saying? So for me, it's every musician, every single like serious musician has came out and said, yo, that album is actually brilliant. Black Coffee called it a masterpiece.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? So for me, it's really been amazing. Java is such an amazing, like a
How
genius.
How amazing is that album?
Yo, Java's album. We've been bumping Java's album for almost 2 years, yeah? When did Asina Mover come out?
I think it came out last year sometime.
Yeah, over a year. We've been bumping it, and it's crazy to see people gravitate towards that album only now. Because we're like, yo, we've been bumping this album for a while. And people are like, it's Java's new album. We're like, yo, this album that came out last year. Anyway, it's dope that he's being appreciated anyway. Mm. So for Java to come out, like all these dope artists, man, Pretty Ugly, everybody just came out and showed love. And I really appreciate it.
That's so awesome. All right, cool. So what can we expect from here on besides people buying the album?
Like, yo, just buy the album.
Are you going
like,
to do
shooting more videos?
Are you traveling more? Where else are you going?
I mean, I'm always going to be doing that. I'm always going to be doing that. I just came back from Zambia. We did London last week. I'm going to Tanzania, Mozambique, New York. What else are we doing? Going back to London in September. We're always going to be doing that. But the most important thing that I want to talk about for the next coming 2 months or so is just the album. We've got videos coming out.
What's the next single?
We're confused right now. We don't know what to do because the radio stations have picked a song that they're playing.
Mm.
And we actually had a single. You know, it was Father's Month. We wanted to do Superman. And the radio stations are like, no, we love this song. Which is like, you know, I didn't see them say that to Beyonce when she took out a single, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, if radio stations
the
could
Beyonce
just support...
Beyonce chat again.
Yeah,
oh my
Beyonce's
God.
Back, baby.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying?
Why
yeah,
do we have to do
I
this?
Got twins on the way. That's double platinum. You see what I did there? Anyway. So people should check out the videos. We're just going to drop videos. Very dope visuals. Because, you know, Tito Mboweni also set a very high standard for us in the bar. So, yeah, just album videos and, yeah, collaborations. I got this hot song with Burna Boy that's going to come out.
Nice.
It's hot. It's crazy.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, music, cool. Videos. Tejo is dropping an EP on the 22nd of June. It's called Pink Panther. Nadia is dropping an album in October. So that's what we're working on. After me, Tejo... Pebble is also working on a lot of music. There's this joint that he did with Senti. What's that song called? Where you had the ad-libs. It doesn't have a name though.
Mm-hmm.
That's the title.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Or Still on the Way.
Yeah, the title of the EP is called It Doesn't Have a Name Though. Pepper's dropping music soon. I don't know if Ali's going to drop music, but I've been seeing him uploading videos and I'm like, man, it's just a matter of time until he's on some heel, man. You know, I was thinking of dropping a jazz album.
and I'm about to leave.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking of, you know, producing, you know, Mang Mang's, you know, next album. Because I'm actually just like a soul singer. That's what I actually want to do. You know, Bedroom Bars are also coming back. But my homie Spike Lee, I told you
AKA
that's
Johnny.
He's drummer. He's Johnny. Yeah. Johnny Drummer. He had this series called Bedroom Bars. That he was dropping, you know what I'm saying? The most awkward thing they've ever done is Spike and Ali and the team, they did a birthday song for me.
Mm.
It was the most awkward thing. I was like, bro, you can't be doing this to me. This is too emotional. I can't do this. I don't even want to hear it. So Bedroom Cars, yo, Yo, Papa Action is also... Yo, actually, Kapo has got a few TV shows coming out.
Nice, awesome.
A few TV shows. That's crazy.
So dope. That's
yo,
so
he's
dope.
Having his party out at Kong. When is it? Next week, right? Yeah, on the 4th. On the 4th. Check out Kapo's party. I also have a party coming out at Taboo. Yo, follow the whole team.
Okay, yeah. Cool. So clearly the team is growing and the money's just coming in.
Yeah, Jabu King on the pictures as well. You know, he's out there shining.
Yeah.
I got a daughter, you know.
Ooh.
I'm joking. Shout out to listening, yo, Pingu. She's my niece, but it's like...
I know, but then don't drop things like that because people will take it as the gospel. Nonetheless, thank you so much for coming through. I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for taking up the entire show because now I have to squeeze in the last... 2 hours.
Yo, Ricky just dropped as well. Make sure you check out the Scooby Snacks.
I'm gonna play Ricky's song in a moment. We're gonna play it as a new heat. So
you're playing the Scooby Snacks.
I'm playing Family featuring Frank Casino.
You have to say it's the Scooby Snacks. You dropped Scooby Snacks.
Okay, the Scooby Snacks.
Yeah, the Scooby Snacks. You know, Major League got a single out called Do Better. That's not the Scooby Snacks. It's actually a single. So Scooby Snacks is just like when you just drop your...
Okay, it's not Casper's show anymore. Anyway, thank you so much for coming through. I really appreciate your time. I appreciate your energy. He can't speak now because I switched off his mic. But nonetheless, we're going to get into new heat in a moment.
We love you, baby.
What's
Live Loud 5 FM.
To the power of 5.